Beloved, you're welcome to another powerful message from Reverend Sydney Alamensa. Reverend Sydney Alamensa is the head pastor of God is Our Light Church, City of His Presence. He is a man of God who operates in the healing, prophetic, and teaching ministries. Today, the man of God takes us through a series titled, Developing a Faith That Works. And the theme for today's episode is, What Arguments Does to Your Liftment, Part 1. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, how many of you feel that there is a breakthrough that is just coming to hit you? I mean, hallelujah. I don't know, but I feel that there is a breakthrough that is coming. It's look at somebody say it's just closer. I don't know. It's just closer. Hallelujah. You see, any time I come, it's not like I enjoy preaching or I just enjoy the gathering of the brethren. I enjoy when we come together and we come in fellowship and in the presence of God. I just enjoy that. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at somebody say, I enjoy you in his presence. And look at a person say, you are looking beautiful. Now, you've got to say that word because it's very important. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, somebody shout glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Amen. This past month, and even to the end of the month, God is about to do something special in this house. Hallelujah. And I don't want you to be out of it. I want you to be part of it. Hallelujah. Amen. And you see, any time that God decides to do something, it means that that occasion is written for somebody to be blessed. Are you understanding me? And I don't know who that person might be, but I can feel a prophetic burden in the spirit that before the end of this month, in fact, some of the testimonies, it has already started. It has already started. Hallelujah. You see, there are times where we are looking at it in a certain dimension or in a certain way or in a certain part. But there are times where God begins to work it out in a place or area where you least expected. Are you understanding me? If there is a prophecy right now that God is about to shift you to someplace like Brooklyn, you begin to think about some uncle that has traveled outside. Are you understanding me? But you see, you do not think about that uncle, because there are times where God might use certain avenues and certain, I feel like preaching here. God can use certain dimensions to put that breakthrough in your life. Are you understanding me? So there are times where somebody receives a prophetic word, and the prophetic word says that you are about to receive a promotion, and all of a sudden you are thinking about some boss who is going to recommend you. No, God says that the one you least expected to push you into that place, and that is what we call a miracle. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. So this morning I want you to program your mind. I don't want to digress, but I want you to program your mind. You are dream free ni pana wodi weni atuni so so no hana obeya ma, and for 17 years nothing is happening. God says that I can choose men and raise men to bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to scream that my blessing has come. You are joking on that. Say, scream that my blessing has come. Hallelujah. Some of you will not testify by yourself. You will testify with your family. I don't know, but the Holy Ghost want me to stay here for just 2 minutes. There is a breakthrough coming. Listen, I want you to stand up on your feet right now. Begin to pray that I pray for that release of that breakthrough. Right now, pray for 1 minute. Release of that breakthrough. Katebros katabaha. Janta pakompe. Ziate preko paradaska payada. Why shen teke 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 teke. Zanta ta 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 ta. Pray for the release.
That breakthrough, Lord, leave the
release.
Shadabadaha. If veke de brako shadabadaha.
Release.
Let it be released this morning. Kadibranta. If veke de.
Release of that breakthrough.
If vati branta badoshaya. If veke branta badosha.
Diado shadabadoshaya.
Aruka patia diado. Let it be released. That very breakthrough. Mati kebanyasadikadasa. Kadibranto shadabadosha.
Come on, I want to hear you pray. There is an angel that has visited us tonight. This morning, pray.
Let it be released unto my friends. Let it be released unto my life. Let it be released.
You can't see it.
Let it be released.
But the angel is here.
Let it be released.
Pray. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I just saw people close doors and enter new doors. Lift up your right hand. Say, Father,
I enter
into that door.
Into that door.
Now. Come on, pray. I saw people close one door and enter new doors.
That door of miracles. That door of healing. That door of financial breakthrough. I enter.
In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
Say, I enter
that door.
Now. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray now. Begin to pray. My miracle is here. My miracle is here. My miracle is here. My
miracle is here.
My miracle is here. Come on, pray. My miracle is here. It's here now. It's here now. It's here now. It's here now. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Now put your two hands on your head. Kasera di.
Take it off.
Are you praying? I can't hear you pray. Say, Father, let my destiny helper look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Come on, pray. 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 There is an angel being released this morning. Look at me now. Look at me now. Look at me now. Look at me now. In the name of Jesus, move to as many people as you can. Tell the person, my breakthrough has come.
My breakthrough has come.
And you are testifying.
You are testifying.
I am also testifying. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, move, move around.
You are testifying.
Come on, you are testifying. I am testifying. My breakthrough has come. You are testifying. I am testifying. It has come. You are testifying. I am testifying.
I am testifying.
Clap your hands for Jesus and have your seat. Hallelujah. How many of us believe that he makes a way? Oh, come on. Come on. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Can I have church here today? Oh, Jesus. How many of you believe that he makes a way? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He does not look upon your sin. He is a merciful God. I came with a God that makes a way. I said, I came with a God that makes a way. He will make a way in your life. I see people line up and testifying. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus. There is an angel here this morning. And he came with a blessing. He came with a blessing. And I promise you that before we leave this place, some of us are walking not in just territory, but territories. Hallelujah. Please have your seat. Hallelujah. Clap your hands for Jesus. Hallelujah. I want us to look at this quickly. Amen. I might not be able to finish, but let's look at it quickly. And then we pray, because I'm feeling burden of prayer in the house, because we need to take this blessing before we leave this place. Hallelujah. Listen, I have seen that before in meetings like this, when you are all of a sudden, it's like, you know, you don't know where you are, whether you are in church and all that. And all of a sudden, there is a spiritual zooming and you feel like, let me just pray. And whilst in prayer, things begin to happen in the spirit. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. Such a time is this. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I receive it. Hallelujah. You've got to say that with faith and believe. Don't just say it because I'm saying that you say it. Say, I receive it. Are you looking at what you are receiving? Picture it in your mental mind. Say, I receive it now. Oh, picture it in your mental mind. Say, I receive it now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. We are going to look at what James had to say. about something that we call argument that brings men down. Hallelujah. Things like this that do not cause men to be lifted. Are you understanding me? Argument that stops the liftment of men. And we want to look at what James speaks about it and the mystery he has to show to us and how we can avoid it. Are you understanding me? And the solutions to it. Amen. Somebody say argument. Argument. There are times where you speak to a couple or you speak to couples and you realize that most of the times there is this slightest issue called argument that just pricks into their relationship and then breaks their relationship down. Are you understanding me? And there are times where you wonder where does this argument come from? You wonder why is it that for the rest of my life, any kind of relationship I go through or any kind of partnership I have in business, there is so much argument that at the end of the day, I don't see result. Hallelujah. And I want us to look at this very, very critically. Some of us that are married, that we have kids, there are times where our kids will even argue with us. Are you understanding me? Some say that even how is that possible? But there are times where you see kids that are just about 5 years or 4 years or even babies, sometimes they argue with us. You are giving them cocoa and they are telling you that, no, mama, I don't want this thing. Are you understanding me? And you also say, open your mouth. You see, they close your mouth, you open and you force the cocoa inside. Are you understanding me? So argument is everywhere. And the issue is that there is always a remedy for argument. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. And in our lives, we need to understand, because if we know that there is a remedy for argument, then it means that God will always come in our way. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Even before modern psychology came along with issues about insight to resolve conflict, James had already decoded and brought solutions to conflict. Are you understanding me? Even before modern men were raised to become psychologists, for people to approach them to be able to help others in times of conflict, James had decoded and brought out solutions that can help in our argument. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. So let's look at James chapter 4, verse 1. Verse 1 says that, what causes fight and quarrels among you? Please, I'm going to move a bit quicker than usual. Hallelujah. If I move into these zones like that, I'm a bit more preaching than teaching. Hallelujah. So please forgive me. Amen. In James chapter 4 verse 1, he says that what causes fight and quarrels among you? He says that don't they come from your desires that battle within you? So James is saying that what causes argument is conflict that comes what from your what desires. Are you with me? So when my want conflict with your want, it sparks out fire. Are you understanding me? And that is what happens. So conflict can start as early in life, as I have explained. And there are times where sometimes we do not even notice that it is about to be a conflict, which is as a result of an argument. By the time you realize it is already what? An argument. Are you understanding me? And you realize that marriages are built on conditions. But you see, those that are married here, you can understand that the first stage of your marriage is the stage that we call honeymoon. Are you with me? The second stage of your marriage is what we call party is over. Are you understanding me? And the third stage of your marriage is we have a deal. Can I preach somebody? I feel like preaching here. Hallelujah. So marriage is not something that we see on TV and our soap operas, they it to us to make it look like everything is fine. Are you understanding me? After honeymoon, there is party is over. Are you with me? And then there is let's have a deal. Every marriage will one day have a conflict. Are you understanding me? Relationship will have a conflict. If you are here, you are in a relationship and there is no conflict, your relationship is fake. It's not real. That other person has been faking for years. Hallelujah. They have been faking for years. Are you understanding me? There is a desire in them. It has not come out yet. The day it comes out, that is when you say, aha, is it the person I've been going out with 5 years? Somebody shout, ay, 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 ay. Hallelujah. So James is telling us that for every state in our life, we will go through frustrations, and these frustrations are frustrations that can cause fight in our lives and in our relationship. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. Number one in your life that will cause conflict is what desire you have. The desire you have. Number one, or the first thing that will cause conflict in your life, is the desire you have. Somebody say desire. Look at somebody and look into the eyes and say desire. Oh, come on, I can say desire. Can I have church here? Say desire. What we want to have, we want to have a lot of things in our life. And this is what I call materialism or possession. Say possession. Say possession. So in the verse 2, it says that you want what you don't have. You want what? What you don't want? Have. For it says, you long for what others have. Give me the Living Bible version. Hallelujah. You want what you don't want? Have. So you see, listen, God created desires to be enjoyed. Are you understanding me? And I have preached here before, desires, they were created to be enjoyed. Are you understanding me? The desire to drive in a very Porsche is good desire. Desire to live in a mansion. Desire to live in a beautiful house. Desire to have six-pack. Someone say, hey, are you understanding me? And some have desire to have pot bellies. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. No, ask the women. Some of them, they don't like six-pack. They like the big tummies. The one they can put their hand around it. Can you imagine if a man head is Sakura and his belly is also pot belly? So from the top to the belly. Desires, they are good. Are you understanding me? Desires are good. But anytime the desire goes overboard, that is where there is a problem. Are you understanding me? There are times where people have desires that they desire so much to even use people in their life. Are you understanding me? The problem is that when we start loving things, and that things that we love is that kind of equation that will take us backwards in life. Are you understanding me? It doesn't take us forward, but it takes us what? Backward what? In life. We start loving things, and then we love things to that extent that we even use people. Am I communicating? We love things so much that sometimes the rate of how we love things, we begin to use people. We step on people to get to where we want to get to. And I've seen some in company, they call it company politics. Are you understanding? People can go and see your boss and say one-on-one. Now be careful. You saw the IGP thing. You never know who might be recording. One day you see it's everywhere. Are you understanding me? People will step on people to get to what? To another level of their life. It's because their desires are what? They are overboard. And anytime genuine desires go overboard, it causes argument and it causes what? Conflict. And what? It stops the liftment of men. Are you understanding me? So if you are a believer, you have to watch it very well. The desire to become successful is a good desire. But when the desire to become successful goes overboard, now you have to step on people to get to that level. That is what James is talking about. And that is why you see some family, there are so many conflicts, because somebody's desire went overboard, decided to step on everybody. Some even went to take charm Are you understanding me? They did not care about who that person is. They took charm because their desires went what, overboard. Somebody say desire. Say desire. Say desire. So you realize that 56% of all marriages, there are conflict and problem because one husband desire is more than the wife desire. Are you understanding me? And not genuine desires. Desires that are above the crescendo of what success is called. Are you understanding me? And there are so many conflict in relationship because your desire is way overboard. Are you understanding me? And I want to say this, and that is where we are not content with what we have. Are you understanding me? Yesterday I drove to Lakeside Estate and I decided to use, you know, we used to be there. We're still there anyway. We are like one leg here, one leg there. Hallelujah. And whilst I was moving, I used another route and I saw one of their new buildings, and these were story buildings there. And I was like, these are new designs that have come. People are building like this. Are you understanding me? And all of a sudden, I saw myself in that building. But then I saw my other self in my bank account. And I saw some zeros. Someone say, aye, aye. Be any says, aye, 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 aye. Hey, I prophesy, may your zeros leap to 9 and 8 in the name of Jesus Christ. Some people are entering the ATMs, and the ATM will tell you that the money is too much. Enter the bank and withdraw. I prophesy to you, may it be so in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray, listen, may a time come, may people give you blank check. You've not heard some before, eh? We went to visit a man of God. Hallelujah. We went to... I cannot stop looking at my... She's looking so... Let me focus and preach. Hallelujah. Let me focus and preach. Amen. You can't distract me. I am here. Hallelujah. We went to visit a man of God. And he said... they were building. And he went into prayer and fasting. And praying, praying, praying. A woman just with your people, those black cars, sometimes they are not even government official, but they put some things there to deceive the police people. Hallelujah. And they do some fake sticker life from ministries. And the woman walked in, said, man of God, what can I do for you? Listen, God sends people. I'm telling you. And a man, he said, how much should I give? He said, I want to help in your project. How much? He said, oh, madam, any amount. He said, no, say it. One kaobebo. Meboa. One kaobebo. Obisi Allah. Sapphire. Hallelujah. My time is even... My time is, I don't know. Anytime I stand here, time runs so fast. Hallelujah. The woman said, how much? The man said, listen, you how much you give us? The woman said, no. Interquire back and forth, and the woman just went behind, took the check, signed, and gave it to him. No amount on it. He said, how much you want? Write it. And as you clap your hands, may it be so for you. In the name, are you sitting down? As you clap your hands, may it be so for you. In the name of Jesus. Na so for our bread, our brabum, our bumpa enyami, our ministry we, and God sent an angel like this. And you know what? He took the check. This is true story, not some accent. Took the check. He didn't. He put the check in the drawer. Did not write anything on it. Kept it. So the woman realized nothing has been. And then the woman came back again and said, "A man of God, why you haven't written anything?" The man was so afraid. Blank check. Have you ever seen somebody? Huh? Hallelujah. I can tell you some of the ladies here, if you give them blank check, all their prayers will be answered in 24 hours. Hallelujah. The showrooms will be crying. Not home users. The showrooms will be crying. He said, why is it that? He said, no, I don't know. I can't write any amount on it. So she asked, how much do you need to complete the building? And then the woman wrote it. Thousands of dollars. Wrote it. And gave them the check to the man. They cast it and they built the house of God. That is what God can do. I was listening to a testimony. Maybe I'll close from here. I'll continue next week. I said there is an angel here. I love Jesus. Hallelujah. A man of God gave another testimony. You see, the way I'm giving the testimonies, next time it will be my turn. I love the way you are smiling. Next time it will be my turn. Hallelujah. A man went after years of drought in ministry, years of drought, sometimes like pain. I saw a crowd, people don't even come. And the wife was doing the preaching for like some month. The husband could not because he was so much down. He couldn't even carry microphone to preach. And going through ministry, he got some assignment too. People were not even inviting him. But after one assignment he got, and then he went to preach, and they gave him some fat amount. And when he came, he said, there is one car, you know, VW Volkswagen or something he wants to buy. And the wife said, no, you can't buy. We have a project to do. There is a land we need to build a church. And he said, I want to buy the car. The wife said, no, then take them. Don't bring this money to this house. Take the money. So it lingered for some time. And then finally he decided to put all the money in the church building. After a week, they were at the land place like that, supervising the work. And a man came and I said, the Lord has sent me that I should give you my car. Listen. We serve a miracle God. We serve a God of wonders. Are you understanding me? A God of wonders. Listen, people can dream and see you. They can see you as you are and see your name. And God will send them to look for you. Are you understanding me? Listen, I have seen women or men that have met women and say, you are the description of what I've been seeing in my dream for 2 years. This is a confirmation that you are the bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. I've been looking for you for 5 years, but I have found you now. Are you understanding me? God uses men to bless men. Are you understanding me? And I know that today, as we pray, may God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, may he release you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Desires to be. I want to close here. Desires to be. Hallelujah. If you have that kind of desire to have, and it always goes overboard, there is what? There is a problem. Are you understanding me? And if you decide to base your life on comparison, comparing yourself with other people. Are you understanding me? There are some of us, that is how we are. All the time we are comparing. And that is where it makes our desire what goes what overboard. Hey, minyaya. Hey, 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 hey. Nyamia dena wa imi say, hey, when will I, hey. Listen, today your shoes are yet to send yet to but it will never be like that forever. Listen, Some of you, sometime when one of our pastors stand here and say, let's thank God. Some of you, you don't know how to thank God. Listen, you just look at even your shoes in your room. There is nobody here that can tell me you have only one shoe. Are you understanding me? Go to some places. Have you seen some before? Are you understanding me? Are you understanding me? Listen, last time Bishop was giving it somewhere in Kenya, someplace. It be an eno. Family ni nina ni guhu ne di. When din in tema komedo. Are you understanding me? So ni di a man on a kwalane baye or baye no see, you know. And he realized that, no. It's just a, onu kwa ba baye some sort of this. It ni di a no shi edu an se ni edu an ni tikurana. No, or the man kwalane mani di ye. Listen. How many of you can tell me that God has not been faithful to you? Are you understanding me? God has been what? Faithful to you. Listen, there are times, there are times that God expects what? Some response from you. And that is why it's not always, Lord, I need this, I need it. Just your thanksgiving alone is enough to open that door. Listen, I said this the last time. Somebody who has not given you the thing already, you are even thanking him. It is motivating him for him to release it for you. Can I preach to you? Once I thank him, he gets up from his throne and he says, I need to bless my daughter. I need to bless my son. Once I thank him, the breakthrough has been released. It's been released upon my life in the name of Jesus. That is what thanksgiving can do. Some of us, listen, your answer is already in. You just need thanksgiving for it to drop to your level. Thanksgiving. Some of you, from now to the end of the month, stop praying by fire, by tender. Begin to pray, Lord, thank you for... Are you understanding me? You need marriage. Say, God, thank you for releasing the husband. You need money. Thank you for releasing the money. Are you understanding me? You want to open a bit. Lord, thank you. Say, would you business now, mommy? In fact, me who's a business now, it's a brown way. I see I have entered in my business. I'm seeing people I have employed around my business. Begin to thank God. Stop glorifying the devil. He's already, he's already failed. Are you understanding me? Stop what? Glorifying the devil. So what's your desires? Are you understanding me? Somebody say what's your desires? Say what's your desires? Hallelujah. What's your desires? Be content with what you have and thank God for it. Because the more I thank him, the more he releases. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. Listen. Sometimes when we come to church, I'm closing. Just one point. I have about 4 points. Hallelujah. Listen. Sometimes we come here and just even thank God. People don't know what to thank God for. It's a serious error. Listen, one time I done getting to around 11. I was there. I was like, my face was becoming so hard. Like I could feel that this is not normal. Like, I was like, what's happening? I just entered the bathroom on the light. I checked. I thought maybe I'm seeing a vision. So I look again. This is no vision. This is not like the Lord is opening my eyes to see my other version. I say, Lord, this other version there is serious. I realized that my face is now getting swollen. What's this happening? Then I drank more water because I felt maybe if I have dichotomized something. I can push it out. So I started drinking more water. Drank more water. And I slept. I woke up. Everything was fine. After like a week or two, I saw this thing again. What is happening? Listen, there are times where you need to thank God. Obi owa obeda obe sorry no na bibi aye no untumi obi untumi mpeja nsa obi obe sorry na nine untumi mpeja nine. Are you understanding me? It costs to what? To thank God. Hallelujah. Some of us, we are ungrateful, and that is why I say we'll continue to be atheist, because we don't believe in God. Are you gonna listen? For you to leave home and come here, it is God. If you don't believe God in anything, believe Him that you slept and you woke up. How about if your breath ceased for even a second? Please be upstanding. I want to end here today. I don't want to take more of your time. Hallelujah. I want to stick to time. So if I have to continue this one tomorrow, sorry, next week I'll do that. Hallelujah. I said number one is desire to what? To have. Hallelujah. Desire to what? To have. It can what? Stop what? Your liftment. Are you understanding me? Please lift up your right hand for me. Before you do that, look at me. Please look at me. How many of you sincerely, you believe God can do it in your life? Let me tell you something, a personal testimony. You see, some of these things we say here, they are not stories. They are true testimonies. There was a prophecy on my parent that God will do something in their life. And God will even send them, you know, across nations and across this territory. So many years, it never came to pass. And I believe the man who even prophesied said, what is this? So many years. Do you know how it happened? It took my brother to go to the U.S. and then file for them after so many years. How old is my mom now? How old is my dad? And now she moves from U.S., U.K., U.S., U.K. After so many years, now there is a fulfillment to whatever that was spoken. Listen, some of you are looking for microwave miracles. Yes. And it happens. It's true. No, it's true. It happens. Are you understanding me? But there are times where you will be delayed for a reason. You will be one. Be delayed for a reason. Look at the testimony that our beautiful sister here shared the last time. Amazing. And you know, you don't know what God has started to do in hell. She herself might not see it. By the time she realizes, she'll be like, now I understand. Are you understanding me? Listen, some of you, your way to success will be like this. But stay cool. Look at somebody, say, be cool, be cool. Hallelujah. Listen, if I tell you that most of you here, a time is coming, you would drive your own car. Listen, sometimes when you say these things, people are like, you know, back, everybody will drive. Who told you? Who told you? Sometimes when the Lord opens your eye and you see somebody in his car and he's driving from one place, people are like, oh, car there, so be a bed. Who told you? Hallelujah. I'm telling you, people, apart from going to the banking hall to sit in an air condition, they've never felt a breeze like that from an AC before. No. Ain't no question. Are you understanding me? I want you to cast your mind back. Some of you need to, listen, some of your vacations, you need to go to some place like Bordier and go to Asankrigwa and go to some, you've been there before, huh? Hallelujah. Are you understanding? Listen, go to some, you travel a lot. Go to some natives and place. Just go there. Go and look at the climate and come back. And then come to church and thank God. We went to a place. We asked for water. The water they gave us. You look at the water. It's green. And I'm going to say, Howard. And the way the guy was drinking it, I was like, God. Naomi, he said, there is no option. This is what you have to drink. I said, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And I drank it. Are you understanding me? I drank it. I said, he's been drinking this and been surviving. You, your pure water. Today you are. Sapphire.
Fire.
Who's one who is purified? So when look at say somebody say ay 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 say fire ay 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 ay
ay ay ay ay ay.
Hallelujah. You go to the kitchen, you add your tomatoes, you cook and you sit down, you pray, bless the farmer, bless the cooker. You are even the cooker. Lord should bless you. Bless everything and then you eat. And then sometimes you don't want. Listen, there is a reason to thank God. There is a reason. Go and see some old woman sitting somewhere. Listen, they can put this machine and say, ah, Mama, are you okay? We've never seen this before. Your system is fine. Everything is. Listen, there is a reason to thank God. Are you understanding me? And I'm still on desires to have. Be content. Are you understanding me? It stops argument and it stops what? Conflict. Are you ready to pray? Are you ready to pray? Some of you right now, listen, it's a small room you have. Be grateful. Because there is an Elisha coming. There is an Elisha coming.
Amen.
There is an Elisha coming.
Amen.
There is an Elisha coming.
Amen.
And Elisha will say, what do you have? And he will tell the prophet, I have a little oil. And the prophet will say, I am prophet Elisha.
Jesus.
What you see today will multiply tomorrow.
Amen.
I came to tell you, once you are content with the small,
yes,
and you are thanking God,
yes,
the angel of multiplication is coming to you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lift up your right hand, say, my Father, my Father,
my Father, my Father.
As I lift my right hand,
I lift my right hand.
As I pray, Lord, I thank you
for my life.
I thank you
for my life.
Come on, lift up your voice.
Precious one, I believe you have been blessed by that powerful message from Reverend Sidney Elementsa. Don't forget to share this message with your loved ones. God bless you. Shalom.